Hey, what's up, guys? This is Marcos. Today, I want to do something different and practice what I would say if I was creating a YouTube video. Now, there's this company called Frame.io, and I guess they have a marketing team, which is not necessarily in the company, but it's like a third party doing the marketing for them. And they reached out to me. They said that I should check out Frame.io, and they sent me some free stuff like merch. A water bottle, a shirt, a pen, and some other stuff. I don't remember. A hat, which I gave away. And, you know, that was last year. And I've been thinking about creating a video for them just because it's correlated with Final Cut Pro X. And I want to teach people this very cool website and plugin that you can use within Final Cut Pro X. So that's what I'm going to talk about. The name of the video will be How to Collaborate on Video Projects Using Final Cut Pro X and Frame.io, or maybe just How to Collaborate on Video Projects. And maybe that's it. Okay. I'm still having to think about that. Probably going to do it. You include Final Cut Pro X in there just so I can, you know, if someone's searching for that, I can come up on the top search results. Okay, so these are the points that I need to touch on. What's cool about Frame.io is that you can get through client revisions or even revisions if you're just collaborating with someone much faster, because you upload the video to the website, right? You send them the link to the website, and they using their phone, their tablet, or their computer. I recommend going on the computer because it's much easier to make comments. They can just click on the video and they can draw on it. They can make comments. Hey, I don't like this, change that. This needs to be faster. I don't like this. You know, so a bunch of feedback right within the website. It speeds up the whole process, because as they're writing this, they're making these comments, you can get notified that someone just made a comment. The client or the other person doing the critiquing, they don't have to pull up a separate spreadsheet to type up everything that they saw wrong, right? So if they, at minute 110, they have to write down somewhere in a notepad, 110. Change this, move the title a little bit to the left or to the right or up and down, whatever it is, it becomes a little bit harder. Also, you know, they after they're done with all the edits, their suggested edits, now they have to send you that file. They have to email you, right, about it. And again, that's another obstacle. With this, as soon as they make a change or drop a comment or anything, it automatically goes to you. You have it and you're ready to go. You can drop those comments. There's a plugin, right? And you drop the comments straight into your timeline. And as you're making cuts, the comments move, which can be pretty difficult, because I've had to do this before where, let's say in the first 20 seconds, they ask you, can you please cut out these 2 seconds? And as soon as you do that, you cut out those first 2 seconds. Now your whole timeline is throwing off. So what do you have to do? Instead of starting from the beginning, you have to start from the end in case you're doing cuts. You're cutting away parts of the video. That way it doesn't throw off the timeline. I hope that makes sense. With Frame.io, it's a freemium account. So you get to work on a free project, which is pretty nice. I mean, I think most people, you're not working on multiple projects or on constant, you're not doing constant feedback from different projects. So that's probably good enough for the majority of people just starting out with doing video production. So it just speeds up the workflow. It's really easy to use. The client doesn't need to make separate notes and do a bunch of description. It's all in the video. It's easier for them to do it. What else would I want to say? Yeah, it's a private link, right? And it just looks really professional. So that's basically the beauty of Frame.io. You know, it's free to use. You can work on one project. I've done it a couple times. And, you know, the important thing is that it makes you look like a rock star. And that's what you want. You want at every step, at every interaction you have with the client to seem like you're the professional. You know what you're doing. And, you know, you just want to give them an incredible experience, especially when, if you're working on a lot of videos, maybe it would make sense to pay for frame.io for a month if that's all you're going to need it for, if it's just a one-time kind of deal with the client. So that's how I would recommend it to people. Just, you know, use the freemium if you really need it, then pay for the subscription. And, you know, it's just a way to get people started on using this really cool program. So that's practically what I want to say. I just wanted to say all of this in this podcast as a way for me to make it simpler on myself to say what I want to say, because it's a lot of information that I need to pack into this video, and I need to explain to people why they would want to use it in the first place. A lot of us that are very technical, I'm very technical, but it takes me a while to catch up to things. That's why I like to explain things very thoroughly and very simply as well. So just to make this interesting, I would want to, sorry about that, include someone else in this video. I've met a couple guys now, and I think they want to help me. So that would be cool if I can just get a couple shots of them interacting with the video, and they can be part of my YouTube videos, which I know they would be pretty excited about. So that's what I've been up to. I just, you know, I got on one of my friends' podcasts. It's called The Connection Podcast. And I guess a lot of my family members listened to it because I shared it with my sister. She took care of the rest. She just sent it to everyone. And they've just been passing around that podcast episode. Also, Nena, she emailed, or I don't know, she texted her friends, and that's how I met one of the guys who also does video, or I guess he's going to school for filmmaking, and he's going to UC Santa Cruz, and he wanted to meet me like next day, and we met up, and so I'm going to hit him up, see if he wants to help me, just include him. It's good to build these relationships. Okay, so that's what I've been up to. Next week, I'm headed to San Diego. Actually, it's not even San Diego. It's a little bit north of San Diego, but I'm going to a conference for one of my clients, and they're having a conference. And so I just want to be there as a way to say thank you, and also to meet the people that, you know, been providing me with a lot of work. So I'm very grateful for that. All right. So that does it for today's video. That's all I wanted to share today. I'll catch you on the next one.